KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, a little breezy, 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 38. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Local and federal investigators are trying to determine why a fire erupted on a school bus near Oakland on Tuesday, killing the student and the bus driver on board. The fire occurred Tuesday morning after the bus picked up the student at a farm southeast of Oakland. 16-year-old Megan Clinton, 74-year-old Donnie Hendricks died in the fire. Fire investigators and representatives with the National Transportation Safety Board examined the charred remains of the bus yesterday. John Reynolds, a chief deputy with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, says a timeline for the fire investigation hasn't been determined. NTSB spokesman Keith Holloway says the agency may issue its preliminary findings within 30 days, but its full investigation could take at least a year. Two people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday in Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday that 51-year-old Mickey Miller of Atlantic was arrested for criminal mischief in the second degree, and 53-year-old Randall Connery of Atlantic was arrested for interference with official acts, as well as on a Cass County Sheriff's warrant for violation of probation. Miller and Connery were booked into the Cass County Jail. Two Mills County men were arrested Tuesday on separate warrants. The Glenwood Police Department said yesterday that 21-year-old Marcus Parker of Glenwood was taken into custody on a Mills County warrant for lottery forgery. His cash or surety bond was set at $5,000. And 20-year-old Robert Benson of Glenwood was arrested on a Council Bluffs Police Department warrant for sexual abuse in the third degree. His bond was set at $10,000. Glenwood police report also the arrest of 19-year-old Andrew Jarko from Bellevue, Nebraska, for possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,000. The first of six former Glenwood State Resource Center workers charged with mistreating facility residents has been convicted of severely abusing a severely autistic man. Des Moines Register reports a 24-year-old Kayla Stevenson was convicted Tuesday in Mills County District Court of wanton neglect of a resident. She faces up to 2 years in prison when she's sentenced. A video shown at her trial showed Stevenson hitting the 19-year-old resident in the head twice with the heavy end of a butter knife as he's held down by another worker. Her attorney argued the incident amounted to only taps on the head that caused no injury. Earlier this year, 13 workers at the center quit or were fired over abuse allegations. An Iowa Department of Human Services investigation found several clients were physically abused or subjected to verbal abuse or neglect at the resource center. The center provides services for those with intellectual or developmental disabilities. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report a man from Henderson was arrested Monday evening following a traffic stop near Carson. 35-year-old Jacob Lee Roberson was initially pulled over for having an expired registration, but deputies say he showed signs of impairment. He was taken into custody for OWI first offense and on a warrant for contempt of court. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a traffic stop this morning at around 2:50 a.m. in Sydney resulted in the arrest of 29-year-old Bianca Elizabeth Countryman. She was taken into custody for driving with a suspended license. Her bond at the Fremont County Jail was set at $435. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Iowa, a combat veteran, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, announced Wednesday that she has nominated 41 Iowa students to be considered for appointments to U.S. service academies. The nominations, she says, are a critical part of the admission process and that it is her honor to assist them in their goal to serve the country. Ernst says these exemplary young Iowans have exhibited leadership skills, dedication to academics, and commitment to their communities, and she looks forward to seeing all they will accomplish. Each year, Senator Ernst has the honor and responsibility of nominating Iowa students to the U.S. Air Force Academy, U.S. Naval Academy, U.S. Military Academy at West Point, and the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. Among those students who were nominated by Senator Ernst for the class of 2022 is Christine Hess of Shelby, Joseph Kankel of Panama, and Cody Myers of Pacific Junction to the U.S. Air Force Academy, Ian Kennedy of Stewart and August Taylor of Villisca to the U.S. Naval Academy, Carly Hansen of Adel and Claire Jones of Council Bluffs to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. In our funeral announcements, Patricia Randeris, age 71, of Pacific Junction, has died. Graveside services for Patricia Randeris will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. Los Hills Funeral Home of Glenwood has the arrangements. Deliah Benton, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Deliah Benton will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Gene Prazik, age 72, of Menlo, died Saturday. A memorial visitation for Gene Prazik will be held this evening from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, with a celebration of life service for Gene Prazik at 6:30 p.m. Deborah Bagshaw, age 43, of Messina, died December 7th at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Deborah Bagshaw will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Messina Baptist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Priscilla Elliott Moggle, age 94, of Essex, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Priscilla Elliott will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Joan Nolan, age 74, of Panora, died Tuesday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Joan Nolan will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Megan May Clint, age 16, of Oakland, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Megan Clint will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Riverside High School in Oakland. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Margaret Feldman, age 95, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Margaret Feldman will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald Donnie Hendricks, age 74, of Carson, died Tuesday. Services for Donnie Hendricks are currently pending at the Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland. And Richard Shirley, age 79, of Messina, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Richard Shirley are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.